Recreation costs in Kitimat are set to rise after council endorsed a plan to increase leisure services fees by 4% and introduce new charges for park bookings and equipment rentals. Council agreed to bring forward a bylaw to formalize the routine increases, which would take effect September 1 if approved. While the fee hike will likely pass easily, several councillors warned that the larger issue, underused facilities and rising costs, remains unresolved. They said council will soon face tougher choices about whether to reduce services or raise fees further. Councillor Mario Feldhoff, council's representative on the Leisure Services Advisory Commission, said the community faces difficult decisions. He noted leisure services once recovered 30% of their costs through user fees, but that target figure has now fallen to about 17%. He said raising fees too aggressively could price out residents, force cuts to popular programs or rely on boosting usage, no easy task with Kitimat's stable population. Feldhoff called the 4% hike modest and necessary to cover rising costs, but stressed council must revisit the issue regularly. During the debate, Councillor Graham Pitsell pushed for a higher increase, noting a 7% rise in labor costs. "I know we want to keep things low, but our cost recovery is at 13% range," he said. He proposed a 7% increase instead of 4, but his motion did not receive a seconder. Councillor Michelle Martin supported keeping fees low, warning that higher costs could discourage healthy activities. She noted northern communities already face higher rates of smoking and drinking. The planned increases exclude adult and family admissions, shows and concerts, and park camping. The commission recommended keeping those fees unchanged to preserve affordability and competitiveness. Camping fees will also remain in line with provincial rates, but a new $3 booking fee is recommended to cover campground registration costs now billed to the district. Other rental fees include $65 per day plus a $500 damage deposit for the dunk tank, and $50 per day plus $60 for snow cone machine supplies, one jug of mix and 200 cups, and a $200 damage deposit. Councillor Terry Marlowe supported the increase but said small hikes are not enough to solve Kitimat's financial challenges. He noted the long-term recovery target is 17 to 22%, but the current average remains well below that. Affordability has been a recurring concern for the commission, which regularly reviews rates and compares them with other communities. A district survey 4 years ago flagged the challenge of operating recreation services for a small population. Martin Gould, director of leisure services, said operating costs have risen sharply since 2015 while usage has stayed low. "Unlike places like Vancouver where they try to figure out where to put everybody, our issue is getting people through the doors," he said. He added that the department is reviewing its funding model, which was adjusted in the past to support families after major industrial closures. Councillor Jerry Leibel said council cannot avoid difficult choices forever. He suggested cutting services or reducing their frequency. "At what point do we say enough is enough? Every year we scratch our heads with the budget. We need to start looking at not maintaining our current basket of services, and decide which we continue to keep," he said. He also warned that planned projects such as pickleball courts and a splash park would increase pressure on the department. Pitsell raised similar concerns about underused spaces, pointing to the tennis courts. Feldhoff responded that the courts will potentially be repurposed for pickleball, and said Kitimat has a track record of adapting facilities, such as converting a racquetball court into a climbing wall. He noted that while Kitimat faces tough decisions, its financial position remains stronger than many other communities.